Earth Day, first celebrated in 1970, and now it's 193 countries, and they all celebrate one day. But and actually, we used to here in Texas, too, until Trammell Crow came along, and Trammell S. Crow has taken over Earth Day. It's now at least 3 days long, and it's called EarthX, and everybody in town always looks forward to running out to greet spring at Fair Park. Trammell Crow is with us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me back.
It really has turned into, you know what struck me the other day? So I heard an ad on radio for EarthX, for, you know, the celebration. And I said, oh, well, great, you're going to tell me about the speakers. No, it was for volunteers. You don't have any trouble attracting the people out there. I guess it's the people to help out.
1,500 volunteers. And nowadays we're getting white-collar workers, even C-level, to say they want to volunteer at the event or year-round.
That's the intriguing evolution of this, because it's not just a bunch of tree huggers anymore.
Well, we never started that way. It took a while for Dallas to realize that.
Maybe that's what it was?
Well, you know, I'm from here. I know. We have a hemp pavilion this year. We never did that in the beginning because people would think, oh, that's marijuana or something.
Yeah.
Hemp is really good for the environment, great trees and a great building material. But it took 7 years, 8 years until we introduced that because we want to appeal to the Texans and the business leaders.
You know, there's a whole, I mean, clearly you are, if you haven't created, I think you are filling a need, because the last I saw, you're up to, what, 700 exhibitors that are going to be out there? You'll have over 100,000 people out there.
We had 140,000 last year, and I'm hoping for 160. You never know.
Well, you need some good weather, I guess, but they're going to go out there, because you had rotten weather last year.
Even with the weather, the remarkable number of people come, because, you know, half of it, more than half of it's indoors. I don't know, maybe 4 feet.
Yeah. Indoors. And speakers, you've got fascinating speakers. You've always had, and the ability to have diverse speakers, people who I know thought global warming was a boondoggle that you've had out there before.
Mm-hmm. We, again, equal platform. You don't have to believe in climate change to be an environmentalist. There's so many problems out there. Climate's just one of them. So hunters and fishers, for instance, we're going to have a remarkable showing and participation by hunters and fishers. They're the greatest wildlife conservationists. I never knew this, being a suburban boy. But most of those guys don't want to talk about climate change.
And I'm intrigued to see this year Howard Schultz is coming out, the founder, the man who really grew Starbucks, and I know evidently is flirting with a political career. Yeah. Any idea what you're going to hear from him?
He's going to unveil his new environmental plan with energy components, I think. It's great for us to have an announcement made, especially by a guy like that.
Yeah, so it's blind. You don't know what it's going to be.
I haven't learned.
So it's a lot more than just electric cars and purifying water now.
Yeah.
What do you get excited
about?
It's
been 8 years of Expo. This is the ninth. 4 years ago, we started conferences, and that's the difference. You can still meet a lot of people in Dallas who don't know about EarthX, we call it. Incidentally, when we changed the name from Earth Day, Texas, to EarthX, all these people at East Coast, West Coast started thinking, oh, we can come now.
Yeah.
And they come for conference. So there's a whole different level there.
Nobody else does this. I mean, this is the largest.
It's a funny thing. There's not a significant environmental expo anywhere in the world. I hope I don't get shot for saying that. Every now and then at a COP talk, maybe, but not like this, and certainly not their open, even platform with right and left.
So what are you most excited about this year? What
Mexican think? Pavilion is my personal favorite.
The Mexican Pavilion?
Yeah. A bunch of Mexicans came up last year, saw the show, licensed it, had a small event in November at Chapultepec Park with some big guys. So those big guys in Monterey, there's a real connection with Texas and Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Texas and Monterey.
Yeah.
So we've got big guys coming up and exhibitors and speakers from Mexico. So for the first time, we're making a really concerted effort for the Hispanic community and leadership, right and left.
It's always fun. You can get free. You can go online and get free tickets for this thing too, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I like it. So it's EarthX now, and it's April 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Yes, we do have a banquet on the 25th. We have our eCapital Summit, which is most pertinent in this conversation. But the movies, the film festival starts a week earlier. Yeah.
There's a film festival?
Well, I think it's the most dynamic green film festival in the world, frankly. Something like 50 virtual reality films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, come on, put on the goggles. It's great.
This is a lot more than... Well, if memory serves, the mayor sort of threw this at you and said, here, see if you can do something with it, because we can't.
No,
Dallas can't celebrate it anymore.
I went to them, the people in the city hall that were running it, and said, you know, you got about 17 card tables, and the greenest thing is a green ballpoint pen handout. Let me just take it over. They said, please take it over.
And now they probably want it back. But it's always fun to see you top yourself every year. And we'll be out there. Gosh, it's a week-long thing now. But anyway, 26th, mm-hmm. 7th, and 8th at Fair Park. And for all the details, what, go to the website, EarthX, right?
Yeah, and see the approximately 100 cars and trucks for the all hybrid, electric, and alternative fuel, biggest showing in the world, and a trade show.
Yeah.
For the vehicles.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Crabble S. Crow, the founder, the CEO, Mr. EarthX. It's always good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. Nice. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.